of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. So this might seem like a very random question to start a sermon with, but can anybody list for me the ingredients of a Big Mac? Anyone? I know someone. Holly, what is it?
Sometimes we think things are so obvious, but we need the reminder.
minor. And so, since God is so far away, how is it that we are reminded of God's love? Well, let today be a reminder. You can certainly find other ways in your days. That's what prayer is for. That's what Bible reading is for. Sometimes people put symbols into their lives to remind themselves. Jewelry or things on your wall. These constant reminders, and we need it because the world comes at us in so many different ways. I love Luther's morning and evening prayers, and I think they should be on the side. Will you put the first one up, CJ? This is Luther's morning prayer. Maybe some of you know it. It says, I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body, soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. And then flip to the evening prayer. You'll see a repetition. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me through this day. And I pray you to forgive all my sins when I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Martin Luther would pray these prayers every morning and every night. And as I looked at them, I kept thinking of these certain phrases that were said over and over, and what struck me was in both, you have graciously kept me. You have kept me through the night. You have kept me through the day. In the morning to rise up, and who does anybody here, and I'm not judging because I don't do it. When you wake up in the morning, do you say, thanks God for keeping me safe through the night? Can you imagine how your day might be different if you did? Or when you get to the end of the day, I'm a little better at this because I say prayers before I go to bed when I go to bed, but I don't necessarily say this. I don't say, thank you for keeping me this day. Thank you for forgiving me in the ways I messed up this day. Can you imagine how your days might be different if you framed them in these reminders? A reminder when you wake up and a reminder when you go to bed, because I know you are all being blasted all day long with other reminders. Reminders of how you don't have enough, how you are not enough, how you are unlovable, how you are imperfect, and that can wear you down. And all the time God is there saying, I bore you up on eagle's wings. I am keeping you. I love you. That is the reminder we need. And that is the thing we need to be giving to one another. In this reading for today, he calls God, Moses, calls the people of Israel God's priestly kingdom. That is you. That means you also get the chance to go out and remind people of how much they are loved. To remind people of what they are worth. To be giving them a different message. And I know it is not easy, but it is what we are called to. I recently read, and I think it's interesting, in our relationship with God, there are these three R's. You know, like in school, there's reading, writing, arithmetic, right? Which arithmetic always bugs me. So reading, writing, arithmetic. And then with God, it's relationship, reminder, and response. We are in a relationship with God. We forget. So we are reminded in many different ways. And then the question becomes, how will we respond? What will our response be? We'll get more into response. That's what the Ten Commandments are for, and we'll talk about that. But today I want to be the reminder to you, because I think it is so important to remember you are loved. But here's the other thing it's important to remember. This struck me as I read. I am the Lord your God. He says this over and over. Did you catch the pronoun? I am the Lord your God. You are not God, right? And, you know, sometimes we try to make ourselves that. And again, the world wants us to be that, or we internalize that. We have to be perfect. We have to do everything. It's all on our shoulders. How many times have you thought or felt the weight of the world is on my shoulders? If I don't get this done, everything's going to fall apart. I know you've felt that, many of you. But here's the good news. You are not God, right? God is God. And so the message today, the other reminder today, is you can breathe. You are set free just to be who you are. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to do it all. You have to do what you can. And then let God carry you. I heard recently, and I love this, it's a little hokey, but I really like it. It was, it said, you know, the reason angels can fly is because they take themselves lightly. Maybe we could all benefit from that too, right? We have been given this beautiful, wonderful life. And we have been made stewards of the earth, and I don't want us to take that lightly. We should care for one another. We should care for the earth. What God has given us is important. But we are not God. So today I want to remind you to let God be God. You be you. And know that wherever you go and whatever you do, God loves you. God holds you. And God will lead you.